This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations comprising 59 members of parliament will visit a total of 32 countries and the EU headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, to convey India's resolve to tackle terrorism against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The 7 delegations will be led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, BJP MP Bejayant Panda, DMK MP Kannimodi Karunanidhi, NCP MP Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Directorate General of Foreign Trade has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification, Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The directive issued through a notification has come into immediate effect, a report.
The import of all types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the sea ports of Nhava Sheva in Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC finished goods excluding pigments, dyes, plasticizers and granules used as inputs for domestic industries and wooden furniture will be restricted. These goods will not be allowed through any land customs station, LCS, or integrated checkpost in Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura, Mizoram, as well as the LCS at Changrabandha and Fulbari in West Bengal. However, the new port restrictions do not apply to import of fish, LPG, edible oil and crushed stone from Bangladesh. With Suparna's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hailed Operation Sindoor as a turning point in India's security doctrine. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhinagar in Gujarat, he said that Operation Sindoor marked a historic shift in India's national security response. Mr. Shah emphasized that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership, Indian armed forces struck deep into Pakistani territory, dismantling terrorist infrastructure. Home Minister said for the first time since independence, our forces crossed 100 kilometers into Pakistan and obliterated terror camps.
आजादी के बाद भारत की सेना ने 100 किलोमीटर अंदर जाकर आतंकवादियों के कैंप्स को ध्वस्त करने का काम किया और जो डराते थे कि हमारे पास एटम बम है उनको लगता था उनकी धमकियों से डर जाएंगे परंतु ऐसा नहीं हुआ हमारे तीनों सेनाओं ने ईद का जवाब पत्थर से देने का काम किया.
The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced that entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country will be free today in celebration of International Museum Day. The Union Ministry of Culture has confirmed that the ASI is opening its 52 site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public at no charge, aiming to encourage broader public participation. Israel and Hamas have resumed negotiations to end the ongoing war in Gaza following a new military offensive launched by Israel. Talks began yesterday in Doha, brokered by Qatari and US mediators. According to an official, Hamas has agreed to release 9 hostages in exchange for a 60-day truce and the release of Palestinian prisoners by Israel. Israel has yet to respond to the proposal, but prior to the talks, it stated that it would not withdraw troops from Gaza or commit to ending the war. In the IPL cricket, in today's fixtures, Rajasthan Royals RR will take on Punjab Kings at 3:30 p.m. in Jaipur, while Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. in Delhi. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO launched Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 aboard the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV-C61 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.